In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're looking at Exodus 4, verse 10. "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent to go to see Pharaoh, neither nor since you have spoken unto your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Again, God always gives a work to do that we cannot do it on our own. We need Him. And I'm telling you, we have excuses. And God is not into excuses. I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too that. I'm not smart. No excuses. When God tells you to do something, He will stand behind what you are called to do. Moses gave excuses, and the Lord wouldn't accept excuses. We see Peter giving excuses when he said, "Depart from me. I am a sinful man." The Lord says, "Don't worry about it. You'll be catching fish." We hear Jeremiah making excuses. "I am too young. I cannot speak." And the Lord says, "To whomever I send you, you shall go." You see, excuses don't count in the kingdom. Excuses don't count in the kingdom. And the Lord said unto him, "Who hath made man's mouth?" In other words, I made your mouth. "Or who makes the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall say." This is a promise. And he said, "O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom you will send." And the anger of the Lord was enkindled against Moses, and he said, "Is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he comes forth to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. And you shall speak unto him, and put words into his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do, and he shall be your spokesman to the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and you shall be to him instead of God. You shall take his rod in your hand, therefore you shall do signs." In other words, you know what? I'm going to help you with Aaron. Aaron will going to be able to speak. Do you know that Catherine Kuhlman had an impediment in her speech before God called her to do the wonderful work that she did of evangelism and of healing? Do you know they say the same thing about Benny Hinn, that he stuttered? I'm telling you, God will not accept excuses. When he calls a man or a woman to do something, no excuses. We do it in the name of Jesus, the best we can, anointed by the Holy Spirit. "And you shall take this rod in your hand, and you shall do signs." And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said unto Jethro, "Let me go, I pray, and return to my people, and return to my brothers, which are in Egypt, and see whether they do and yet are alive." And Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." So Moses does what God wants. He's going back to Egypt, where his brothers and sisters are. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, "Go return into Egypt, for all of them are dead which sought your life." They're all dead that sought your life. Remember, Moses killed one of the Egyptians, and it was heard by Pharaoh, and he ran, and he got up with Jethro, his father-in-law, and he married a woman and named Zipporah. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, "When you go to return to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders were before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart that he shall not let my people go. I'm telling you, Lord, do not harden my heart. Oh God, do not harden our hearts. Disobedience hardens the heart of people. Oh Lord, do not harden my heart. I want a docile heart so that I can speak your word. I'm not the best that you have, but I want a docile heart to hear you and to do. Lord, I ask forgiveness for the times you've spoken, and I've done what I've wanted to do. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And you shall say unto Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. Now you want to say something to God that Israel was the secondborn. Hagar bore a son. He was the firstborn. And we see that Isaac came after Hagar's son. But you shall say unto Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. In other words, he is the child of the promise. He is the child of the promise. And I say unto you, let my son go, that they may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even your firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the inn that God met him and sought to kill him. And Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at the feet and said, surely a bloody husband art thou to me. And he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband you are because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him, and all the signs which he had been commanded to do. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses. And Aaron and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Well, now, that's not going to be for long, because we're going to see that the children of Israel, the firstborn, start complaining to Moses. And I'm telling you, that doesn't take long. Chapter 5 of Exodus. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. So what is God saying to Pharaoh? Let my people go, that they will hold a feast for me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Let Israel go. I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. Ah. So we're going to see Pharaoh is going to be under the foot of God, under the foot of God. And they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go and pray thee 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord your God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do you, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you into your burdens? In other words, you know what? You're not going to go any place. Your people are going to keep on building. And you better get to busy yourself, because they're not going anywhere. And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, you shall no more give the people straw to make bricks as you have before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. So we see that the children of Israel are going to be making bricks, but they're going to have to gather the straw themselves. And they're not going to like this. They're not going to like this. They're not going to like this. And Moses, what are you telling us to do? You're making our life harder. You're making our life harder. And the tail of the bricks which they did made hence, and you shall lay upon them, and he shall not diminish aught therefore. In other words, you shall not have less than what you made before. Therefore, thy cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Let there be more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. What are the vain words? Let my people go to sacrifice in the desert to the God of gods. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go, get your straw where you can find it, yet not of your own work shall be diminished. In other words, you're going to have to make as many bricks as you did when straw was supplied. Go and get your straw where you can find it, yet not any of your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout the land of Egypt to gather straw, a stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hastened them, saying, fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. In other words, you're nothing but slaves. You're nothing but slaves. And Moses says, let your people go. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to put on more work, and I want the same amount of bricks done as you did before when straw was provided. Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, wherefore do you deal thus with your servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants. And they say to us, make bricks. And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people. But he said, you are idle. You are idle. Therefore say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Go therefore now and work, for there shall be no straw be given to you. Yet shall you deliver the same amount of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in an evil case after it was said, you shall not diminish from the bricks of your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way, and they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. In other words, it's all your fault, Moses. You said we have to go into the wilderness to worship God for 3 days. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. I'm going to tell you, the complaining church is a church where not much is happening. I remember being at a restaurant, and I heard these three people talking against a priest that I know, and he has done work for the diocese for years and years. He does whatever the diocese asks him to do, and they were talking against him. And I'm thinking, you know, this is very sick. This is very sick. And I knew who they were talking about. They mentioned his name. And I'm saying, this is the people, I bet these ladies go to church every morning. Oh, I bet. But yet, they are far from God. When you start talking against God's elect, God's anointed, you are far from God. You are far from God. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated your people? Why is it that you have sent me? In other words, why is it you sent me? You're treating your people badly. They have to gather the straw. For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. So Moses is telling God off. People say, you know, I can't get angry with God. Well, you know what? If you're angry with God, you let him know it. If you're angry with God, you let him know it. It's better to let him know it, that you can go through it, because let him know it. Let him know that you're angry. And I know he is always right, and we do not perceive things right. But, you know, when we are angry with God, we need to say, I'm very angry, Lord, and this is why I'm angry. This is what Moses just did. I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, and he hath done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. In other words, he's telling God off. Then the Lord, chapter 6, said unto Moses, Now shall you see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with the strong hand shall he let them go, and with the strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spoke unto Moses and said, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, and my name is God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, Yahweh, was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant in them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. This is the land that was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, thanks be to God, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. O Jesus, Lord, you always remember the covenant and your blood when your people are being mistreated. O God, we pray for what's happened in Brussels. We pray that you would remember your covenant there, and that people would be touched and touched by the healing hand of God. O God, remember the covenant in the blood. This is the new covenant in my blood. Remember the new covenant in the blood of Jesus. Please, Lord, keep these people that want to destroy us far from us, Lord, not because we deserve it, but because you remember your covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt, and I will rid you of their bondage, and I will redeem you, buy you back, with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into a land concerning that which I will swear to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that's Canaan, and I will give it to you for a heritage, because I am the Lord. And Moses spoke so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. In other words, but Moses told them, we're going into a land that was promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They didn't want to listen. Why? Because they're under bondage. They're under bondage. They're building the bricks with, have to get their own straw, and the same amount of bricks they need to do when the straw was provided for them. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Go in and speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me? For I am a man of uncircumcised lips. And I, the Lord, spoke unto Moses, unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel, and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These be the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, and Palu, and Hezron, and Carmi. These be the families of Reuben. So we see all these names that are going to be given, And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took one of the daughters of Puti to wife, and she bare him Phinehas, which are the heads of the fathers and Levites. Let's continue with chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, See, I have made you a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be thy prophet. You shall speak all that I command, and Aaron your brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of this land. In other words, God's going to do it, and he's going to do it through Moses and Aaron. He's going to get them out of the land of Egypt. What God promises, he will do. We know how he does it. We know how the pestilences and all the things that happen. And finally, Pharaoh's eldest son dies. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and I will multiply my signs. I will multiply my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth mine armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. The Egyptians, who are pagans, are going to know that I am the Lord when I bring my people out of Egypt into the land of Canaan. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them to do. I want to continue with that tomorrow. I want you to know today that God is with you. God is for you. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. The Lord has a work for you to do. Do not make excuses. It's so easy to make excuses. I'm this and I'm that, and I don't have this and I don't have that. You have what you need. Today, I was sad because I heard that Mariana, our secretary, died. And I said, I'm not going to preach today. I'm too sad. But you know what? The Lord helped me to preach today, to do what I need to do. It's so important when God tells you to do something that you do it. Have I always been obedient? No, I haven't. I'd be a liar if I've been obedient all the time. Sometimes I just want to do things my way, and you know, it never works out. Never works out when we do things our own way. So today, hear the word of the Lord. There is something for you to do because he loves you. And don't make excuses like Peter, I'm a sinful man. Or like Jeremiah, I'm too young. Or like someone else, I'm too old. No, don't make excuses. Allow God to bring you into what he wants to bring you into. He wants to use you. He wants to bless you. He wants to have you lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. This is so important. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have we learned today? Oh, we learned that when God calls us to do something, it is always bigger than us. That's why we need his help, not by might and not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. We need the Holy Spirit to carry out the work of God. That's so important. When we make excuses, God isn't into excuses. He chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. That's why he chose me. That's why he chose you. That we're not into building kingdoms. The only kingdom we want is the kingdom of God. That thy kingdom come, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. That we do what the Lord calls us to do. And if we need help, he'll send us help, as he sent Aaron for Moses. This is so important that the Jewish people were angry with Moses. Why? Because they had to make the same amount of bricks and collect the straw themselves. But God says he hears the cry of the people. Do you know today that the Lord hears your cry? That he remembers the covenant in the blood of Jesus? Do you know that today, that he is for you and not against you? Do you know that during this holy week, God wants you to know how much he loves you and that he has great plans for you? Do you know that? This is God's word. This is God's promise, and we are glad to be able to proclaim it. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.